A specialist domestic and family violence court will begin hearings on the Gold Coast this morning as part of a six-month Queensland trial. This was one of the key recommendations of the Not Now, Not Ever report on domestic violence, headed by the former Governor-General, Dame Quentin Bryce. There are, on average, 180 domestic violence incidents in Queensland every day, and that number is on the rise. The Gold Coast has been chosen for this trial because it has one of the highest DV rates in the state. Brisbane Magistrate Colin Strohfield, who has a background in dealing with domestic and family violence, will run the new specialist court. He's speaking with Cathy Van Extel.
It'll work in a way different to what's been in the state beforehand. Whilst there was a specialist court in Rockhampton some time ago, but unfortunately it ran out of legs, there is also a specialist court at Holland Park, which is, I suppose, a model which we here at Southport we hope to build on. And it'll be different to what's been here before in that there'll be a number of service providers, not only just the involvement by police and lawyers, but service providers who will be able to provide assistance in a number of ways for people who have been subjected to domestic violence, whether it's accommodation, finance, assistance in coming to court, helping out with their applications, as well as assistance to people who are responding to an application where there will be services available to those people in a similar way in which there are available to the people who have been subjected or fear domestic violence.
So can you give an example of how the court would work? If a woman was to approach a normal magistrate's court now seeking an order, how will this process differ?
If an application is made today, that application will be determined today. Whilst ever the lights are on in the courthouse, the application will be heard immediately. So in a sense, every application will be determined as an urgent application, rather than, for example, filing an application today, but the first return date isn't for, say, 10, 12, 14 days. That will enable the aggrieved to get access to the court as quick as humanly possible.
So there'll be a much more prompt response to...
An immediate response.
An immediate response. And then what happens?
Then if a temporary protection order is made, the matter will come back before the court in, say, 10 days, 14 days' time, but that'll be the second time, not the first time, that the aggrieved will be seeking to make the application. If the respondent appears, then the matter can go through its normal course, either consenting to an order, not admitting to the facts and still an order being made, or contesting the matter and having the matter set down. Again, the matter will be set, a hearing date will be set on that same occasion. So there'll be no additional delays in that. You will file your application, first return date, be given a hearing date, if that's what's needed, and the first available hearing date.
You've been involved in that Holland Park court where there was a weekly session involving domestic violence matters. So you have some expertise and some training. How important is it for a magistrate to have a different approach to domestic violence matters?
Perhaps what it is a different way of looking at how the court can function and operate. But it certainly, I think it has, and I hope it'll continue to assist me in having the exposure that I had at Holland Park to getting an understanding of the mechanics, what's involved, how people play, what happens in a domestic violence situation.
The Premier talked about women getting lost in the current system. Is that your experience?
It's certainly, I think, the experience of a number of people, and that's what I specifically want to avoid with the end model that I hope will come out of this pilot at Southport.
As you mentioned, there have been some models that have been tried at a small level in Queensland, but there have also been some models tested and are still being trialled in other states and, of course, overseas.
Yes.
Have you looked widely in coming up with the model for Queensland?
There's been quite extensive examination of what is available in other jurisdictions and other states. What we hope to achieve here is a model which will be able to be utilised across the state of Queensland. What we hope to do is put together this model which can be adapted in Southport and perhaps Brisbane, but what applies here in the southeast corner won't necessarily apply in Charleville or Bemigo or central Queensland. But hopefully what we'll have is the skeleton of a model that can be adapted or moderated and used in those other centres. And the pilot actually has two limbs. One is to put together that model, and the second is to come down and help Southport with its list.
Certainly, Southport has a very high rate of domestic violence cases. I think there's something like between 40 and 50 domestic violence matters each day. Is the new specialist court going to be able to meet this kind of demand?
I'm confident we'll be able to meet that demand.
Would you expect that there will be national interest in this pilot?
I think that's very likely, that there will be some national interest in what's happening here in Queensland. And I'd welcome any interest that there is nationally. As on the other side of the coin, we've certainly looked at Victorian experience, the New South Wales experience. If we can all do what we do a little better, why not have a look?
So what is it that you are hoping to achieve with this pilot?
That what is measured, and whether that's through there being interviews with people who come through the process, that we won't read some of the comments that unfortunately Dame Quinton Bryce reported on, where people were not satisfied, uncomfortable with the process that they had been through.
In some cases, they've had very unsatisfactory results. I mean, the court system's failed them.
Yes, that seems to be a sad matter of fact, and what I'm hopeful of is that as time goes by, people will be able to respond to these matters in a timely way, in a way in which everyone's treated fairly and matters resolved sooner rather than later.
What's the hope in creating a specialist court? How do you see it fitting in with the efforts to tackle domestic violence?
I see the court as being just one player. The court is well positioned, I think, to be able to drive things, but the court can't do this alone. They need the support of government. We need the support of service providers, need the support of the community. People in the community need to understand that this scourge, it doesn't discriminate. There is no socioeconomic line in the sand where people on one side do and people on the other side of the line don't commit domestic violence. But people need to stand up and, I think, and say, well, the point has come where that type of behaviour is no longer tolerated.
Magistrate Colin Strohfield, who will be presiding over Queensland's new Specialist Domestic and Family Violence Court. The trial begins today. He was speaking with Cathy Van Extel.